It's spring, so time to recycle.
Chantax with Mark Emerson Donnelly.
Hi, folks. Last Eastertide, in episode 5 of Chantax, I presented my Organum Novi Mundi of the simple Regina Caeli. For this year, I thought I'd represent part of that episode with the link to the sheet music, so choirs might consider including it in their programs this Eastertide. It's short and not very difficult. For most choirs, it can be easily learned in one rehearsal. Some of you may be sick of hearing this, but as I've made it clear in many episodes of Chantax, I follow the rhythmic interpretation of the Solemn Method in my singing of Gregorian chant and my ONM. However, even within the universe of those who say they follow the old Solemn Method, their interpretations of the method can still make it difficult to sing the chant together. As Charlie Weaver and I discussed in the last Chantax, this is because of a lack of awareness of some of the most helpful and key aspects of the method. Perhaps the most common fault is that the singers or directors don't pay enough attention to, or simply don't know, the rules of style as discussed in Laus and Ecclesia and Dom Joseph Gajard's book, The Solemn Method. In his book, Dom Gajard devotes more pages to the rules of style than to the rules of rhythmic technique. In our recently concluded webinar, Chant Hacks for Building Your Chant Habits, the first session was devoted solely to the rules of style. That reminds me, please sign up for my newsletter so you can get the latest news on what's happening with Chant Hacks, like our webinars, Domus Mariae, and other musical stuff we're working on. One of the things I could be working on is composing a hymn, motet, or mass commissioned by you for your parish or other special occasion. Also, I'm available for private online or in-person sessions to further refine your chant singing, or your singing in general. Send us an email to the address below to set up a free 25-minute intro lesson. Now, back to the rules of style. Why are they so important? Because the rules of style are what give the chant its ease and vitality, in both sound and performance. If you ignore the rules of style, your chanting can be hard or lifeless.
Regina Caeli, laetare, alleluia. Or Regina Caeli, laetare, alleluia.
But as with anything, virtue lies in the mean. If you try to over-stylize or get too cute with your chanting, it can sound loungy, romantic, or sentimental.
Regina Caeli, laetare, alleluia.
How do you find the mean? First, you can listen to the Solemn chant recordings under the direction of Dom Gajard. Unfortunately, they're hard to find. I've gotten a number off of eBay. Back in the 80s, I listened to my brother's vinyl recordings. You can listen to the CDs of Fontgombeau and Clear Creek, which are very good and available at Clear Creek Abbey at clearcreekmonks.org. But if you can get hold of the CDs of the old Solemn Gajard recordings, that would be great. Secondly, you can sign up for a Chant Hacks webinar or book one of my free 25-minute intro lessons. During that time, we can discuss the chant and your personal singing or conducting needs. A third thing is in the works, a Chantax podcast on the rules of style. Pray that it's completed sooner rather than later. The simple Regina Caeli is short and easy to memorize. Because of this, it's sung in many parishes, not just on Sundays, but at weekday masses too. I recently heard a rendering of the simple Regina Caeli that had so little rhythmic ease between and within the phrases that the congregation had difficulty following the cantor. There was more tension than ease, more tentativeness than joy. The people wound up emitting a kind of half-hearted mumble. That's sad, given the simple but exultant nature of this chant. So, in this episode, before we get to the ONM, let's listen to a beautiful rendition of the simple Regina Caeli sung monophonically by the monks of Salem under the direction of Dom Gajard. After that, we'll get to my organum. As I said in episode 4 on the Clevis, I have another Organum Novi Mundi for you. The episode 2 ONM was the Marian Antiphon for Lent, Ave Regina Caelorum. As with that chant, and all my ONMs for that matter, the hack is the harmony, or the harmonization of the chant, to make it a little sweeter for modern ears. So in this episode, I have an ONM for the Regina Caeli, which is for Eastertide. Seasonally, the church sings this until Pentecost Sunday, until the Saturday afternoon after Pentecost. For such a simple chant, there's a lot of stuff packed into it which is good for teaching. I'm going to leave that for the next chant hacks. So the Regina Caeli chant hacks will have a part two. For this episode, I'd like to concentrate on the ONM, the Organum Novi Mundi. Now, a few musicians, especially those who attend the Anglican Ordinariate, have compared what I do, the ONM, with Anglican chant. Anglican chant is primarily a harmonized singing of the Psalms. It follows what is considered to be a natural English-speaking rhythm. My organum, whether mass propers, antiphons, hymns, psalm tones, whatever, follow the rhythmic teaching of Dom Macro, as in the old Salem method. So, is my organum like Anglican chant? The answer is yes, insofar as it's chanted homophony. If you don't know what that means, re-listen to episode 2 of Chant Hacks. So, being homophonic, yes, ONM is like Anglican chant, but no, it's different rhythmically. Now, does ONM have to follow the rhythm of Old Salem? I suppose not, but I wrote my ONMs with the Old Salem method in mind. So I considered the rhythm as part of the composition. It's how I heard it in my head, or in my mind as I was writing it. I suppose you can sing it with whatever rhythm you want, but it wouldn't be how I conceived it. I hope you do it with the Old Salem rhythm. One other thing, the way I write the lines accompanying the melody, the chant, the lines I write, I consider or try to make them like independent melodies themselves. So I consider my organums to be simultaneous melodies, whether I've written something in 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 parts. Whether I succeed on pulling this off, I don't know. I'll let you be the judge. Anyway, my organum also has a sort of part song or choral folk song sound to it. Let me know in the comments if you think the same thing or not. Now, the organum I wrote it the Sunday afternoon after we sang the ONM of the Ave Regina Caelorum for the first time. That was back in 2001. So I wrote them both a month apart, really. So this organum is, both the organums, are a little over 20 years old. The performance you're going to hear is by Paula DeWitt and Bella Voce, plus some of the members of Offertorium. Offertorium is the group that recorded most of the stuff on my YouTube channel and Rumble channel. So anyway, we recorded it in workshop August of 2017. I hope you enjoy it.
Regina Caeli, Lethare, Alleluia, we are
Well, there you go. Let me know if your group sings my ONM and send me a recording. I'd love to hear other people's performances. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter to get the Organum Novi Mundi of the Simple Regina Caeli. Contact me or Alana if you'd like to commission me to write a piece of music for you or your parish, or sign up for some lessons. To support this podcast and our Missa Sicut Cervus project, please go to lifefunder.com/mdonnellymusic. Information's in the description below. I'm Mark Emerson Donnelly. God bless.